you're someone who suffers with tight hips, tight low back, hamstrings, I have a nice, great, gentle beginner stretch for you. I call it the Unlock Around the Clock workout. So if that's you, this workout is for you. Let's start off. I'm gonna go through it with you. Start on all fours, drop the belly, pull it up. Pull the belly button in towards the spine. Keep the weight balanced on the knees and hips. Hands under your shoulders, knees under your hips. Start forward, side to side. Left shoulder, left hip. Right shoulder, right hip. I'm just going through and showing you the motions, but you can stay on each one as long as you want. And on the areas that are tight, you can stay there even longer to make them more loose, more flexible, and more balanced like they are, or like they should be on both sides. So next, you can do a rotation. Right hand under your left. You can start by doing slow movements and do one at a time. Or if you want to get deeper into the stretch, deeper into the joint, and deeper into the ligaments, you can stay there and breathe and relax. If you're going to stay longer in a stretch, use less tension, because that'll allow you to stay in the stretch longer and get deeper into the stretch. You shouldn't be wrestling yourself, and it shouldn't be uncomfortable if you stay in stretches longer and longer. I'm talking about 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. But you get much more deeper into the ligaments and the joints the longer you stay in a stretch. So you can do that, or you can do the mobility stuff, which is where you're moving back and forth and just taking a breath or two in each spot. Next, I'm gonna have you shoot your hips back towards your feet and stretch forward and stretch backwards. Then you come forward. I'm lengthening towards you, towards the camera. I'm lengthening forward. I'm pulling my belly in, and I'm controlling my front and going for length forward. I'm not pushing myself backwards. I'm protecting my back by using my abs. The key to back bends or extension is controlling your front and going for length, controlling the front with length, and then maybe just a light stretch up once you know you're comfortable and you're not kinking the joints in your back and your back's in a good position. And you sort of let your back lengthen, not jam or push backwards. Then you can go back again. Once again, you can stay in those poses for time, or you can move through them for motion. Or you could do something in between where you get in those positions and just take a couple breaths, and you get a little of both. You get a little bit of a slightly deeper stretch and still the aspects of movement. Next, we're gonna make an X. So now I'm gonna shoot back towards my right hip and then go towards my left shoulder. Right hip, left shoulder. Good. And then left hip, right shoulder. I know sometimes this gets hard when you're watching and I'm going one direction and you're going another, but as long as you do both sides, we're gonna be all right. Okay, so that's a great, great warm-up for the spine in all four positions. We did the cat and cow, we did the side to side. So we got flexion, extension, we got lateral flexion, we got rotation, we got the angles, we got great hip stretches. This is great for the joints, it's great for the discs, it's great for the muscles. These kind of stretches are good when you sit all day because your knees are closer to your shoulders, and this makes your knees farther away from your shoulders. So this is great to reduce stress for people who sit a lot. And then going backwards is always nice to stretch out the back, because we use our back a lot all day long, especially if we have poor posture, we use our back even more. So to get a nice stretch,
and lengthen it.
Really feels good. Okay, now for the around the clock part. We warmed up everything, we got everything moving, we got some deeper stretches if that's what we chose to do, and now we're gonna do the around the clock stretches. So the first one, I'm gonna take my right leg back, and I'm just gonna stretch it back. I'm gonna stretch my calf a little. You can do a little circle with the foot, just get things warmed up and lengthened. Then I'm gonna take this foot and put it across to the other side of my body, to the left side of my body. My left heel is hooking my foot and my leg in the back. As you can see it that way. And then my hands are walking over to create length. And I would call that maybe 6:30, almost 7 o'clock with that, my right leg going backwards. I'm getting a nice stretch down the side. I can stretch, I can breathe, I can relax, but the goal is just to put enough tension on that your body releases and relaxes and gives you space. And when it gives you space, you take it. You don't want to wrestle yourself into a stretch and have your body revolt or fight back against you. This is about lengthening and relaxing and letting go of the tension. Okay, next, I'd consider this 3 o'clock. And now we're stretching the inner side of our legs. So the last one we stretched was the outside. This one stretches the inside. And you can either stay as high as you like, or if you want more tension, you can go as low as you like. It's not about how high or how low you are. It's about where there's light tension and where you're giving your body space so you can increase the flexibility in your muscles to make them healthier. That's the most important part. Next, I'd call this maybe 1 or 2 o'clock, maybe 1:30. So you get your hand, leg out here, and there's a couple things you can do here. We can do a side bend, where we can lengthen our side and be getting our hamstring and the outside of our hamstring. We can go over to the side, which is going to give us a nice stretch on the side here and get our hamstring. And then we can also go forward, which is going to be the hamstring and to the front of the hamstring a little when we go forward. Okay? And then 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, you can stay here, square off your hips, reach up tall, and go forward and get a nice stretch there. That's deep into the hamstrings. If we're a little more relaxed and a little more bend in the knee and a little looser here, we can go forward and stretch into the hip and back a little more when we soften the knee. When we straighten the leg a little, we still want to keep a slight bend in the knee, but it goes more into the hamstring there. So whatever your body's asking for, and if you have time, do both. This can also go into a nice lunge stretch, and this can go as deep as you want. So you can come forward, never let your knee go over your ankle, square your hips, and you're up tall, and you're getting a nice stretch here, and a nice stretch back in the hamstring here. You can also stretch backwards. You can do it for time, where you stay there and get deeper and deeper into the stretch, or you can do a stretch with one or two breaths, or you can actually move through and make it a little more fluid and dynamic. You can also not only come back here, but you can come all the way back and sit on the foot in the back, and now you're stretching the foot and getting a little more stretch out of the top of the hamstring and hip. You can also, if you want, this is how you work on splits, if anybody's interested in that. So you're getting your hips, you're getting your hamstring, and you're slowly working it more and more, more and more, more and more. You're being patient with yourself. You're only taking what your body's giving you. And then you're fully lengthened out, and then you can sort of come up and just start to stretch in here. What's nice about the beach is it molds to your body, and it's very soft on your knees, heels,
everything that's making contact with the ground, so it's a great place to stretch.
Okay. And after a deep stretch, it's nice to bring it back, dial it down a little, and do a little motion stuff just to teach the muscles how you want them to heal and repair. Get them prepared for work and moving again. Help them re-engage, reconnect with the brain, reconnect with the joints, and reconnect with each other so all the muscles can work together. And then the next one, I'd call this 10, 11 o'clock. So first we can go up and walk out, and you'll really feel this on the outside. So the higher you stay up, you can even have two chairs next to you. I'm just gonna use this upper thing. You can have two chairs next to you and hold on to them and just do it gently, or you can get deeper and deeper into it the more you lean forward. From here, you can add tension if you want. Remember, this is a progression. Start out simple and stay simple if that feels good. If you're not feeling any tension, you add and go deeper and deeper into the stretch until you find a little bit of tension. And then you stay and work there. And if your body gives you more, you take it. Okay, very good. And then last, I would say close to maybe 9:30, if you really want to pull that leg across and really get the outside. Once again, you can just start up here if that's enough, or you can work your way down. And if you want to, you can work your way over. So you get a twist, you get a chest opener, you get a hip stretch. You get a lot of great benefits to the body. One more deeper stretch I'll show you. Obviously, do both sides. I'm going to. One more thing is, okay. So the one more thing I'm gonna show you is when we had this leg forward and you come down, if you really wanna get a great quad stretch, you can sort of lean to the side and really start to stretch deep into the side here. And just let this left hip drop down. You can look forward and get a nice stretch. You can do a slight turn. You can put more rotation into the stretch. And if you really want to focus on the front, you could reach a hand back and lift this leg back and really get a nice stretch in the back leg. And that'll really, really stretch the front. It'll stretch the quad and the psoas and all those muscles that get tight when we sit and when we do a lot of different activities, those muscles get tight. And a lot of them don't get stretched like they should. All right, hope you enjoy that workout. If you have any questions, just let me know. You can always go to drjohnfresh.com and sign up for my Feel Younger blog. I'm always putting tips on. We have a lot of great information on Facebook. I have a book, The Health Equation, which has a lot of great information. And I'm always putting out videos each and every week. So make sure you take advantage of them and use them and utilize them how you wish to improve your health and live the life of your dreams. Okay, so for those of you who wanna do the other side with me, we're gonna do the left side now. I'm not gonna talk as much, so maybe you can watch a little and do them along with me, just so you make sure that you get them done, or if you have any questions while you're doing them, it gives you a chance to look up at the screen and see maybe some options for how you can stretch. And maybe I'll do a couple pointers along the way, just on things that I'm feeling or experiencing to help you through, but just so it's a little different version than the way we went through it on the right side. So let's get started. Remember, we start off with the on all fours. And then we did the around the clock. Good. So now, it'll be my left leg that goes around, hooked on my right ankle. Left foot as 5:30-ish. Walk my hands over and get a nice stretch here.
This is where we turn right.
Can you hear the bike riders and runners on the boardwalk above me? I wanted to find a place that was out of the wind. Good. Put that leg straight again. Out to the side.
I stretch into the inner groin, thigh and hamstring. You can do the up version, if that's enough for you, or you can go deeper into the stretch. Always feel things exactly where I'm feeling them, because where I'm feeling them is where my tightness is from what I do in a day. Yours may be a little different. Sometimes it's similar because these stretches put tension on the same part of the muscle, but for me, I'm feeling this on the hamstring and a touch to the outside of it, like towards the outside of the leg, somewhere right in the middle of there. So that's, and then this one is coming around more towards the middle and the front. Toward this area. Sometimes you do everything you did on the other side. Sometimes you add something. Sometimes you leave something out. That's okay. Just stay consistent. Sometimes it's good to do the right side and then the left side, so you make sure that you do all the same stretches, but sometimes you do the whole right side and then the left side. And sometimes that causes things to change up a little bit if you don't remember every single move you did. Now on the other side, I did the side stretch and the leg pull at the end. This one, I'm going to do it all while I'm in this position. So chest up, belly in, leg back, hips squared. Remember, you can sit, tuck your toes under your feet so that you're sitting on your foot like this and getting a nice stretch all down your plantar fascia and all down your foot. Remember, the straighter the knee is with a slight bend, always with a slight bend, protecting joints. We never do anything at the cost of the joints. The joints are at the foundation of all movement and everything. See there? And if you really bend it, you get more into the upper hamstring and hip. Or the more you straighten it, the more you get it into the leg, down into the lower hamstring. Mid to low. And with the knee bent, high to hip. Stretch. Okay. And we could work. Remember, we can stay in positions and put light tension on them for time, or we can do a couple breaths in each stretching position, or we can do them dynamically where they're sort of in motion. It's for a little, but we always want to settle our mind and settle our body. It's amazing how connected they are. You relax your mind, your body relaxes. When you relax your body, your mind relaxes. And every once in a while, your mind starts to drift, your head starts to chatter, and you just have to calm yourself down again, calm your thoughts down again, and get your mind to relax, and you'll watch your body even go deeper into the stretch. Okay, come back easy. Remember, reintroduce the body after deeper stretches so that they're ready to be active again. Remember, we dipped down, now we're dipping down the right hip. It's a nice stretch in through here. You can lift up a little, get some rotation. Good. Reach back. Really get a front quad stretch here. Up nice and straight.
head up, shoulder square, knee protected on the left side, knee over top the ankle but never in front of it. Just light tension on the back, pulling up in the front is where I'm creating the tension from. I'm just holding the back leg just to keep the bottom stable. The top is doing the tension. And then if at that point I don't have enough tension, then I can work the leg once I already have the spine and hips in position. Great, great stretch. Okay. Next, I call that about 2 o'clock. Once again, you could be up straight. You got a chair on each side of you. You could be doing it at the side of the couch, so you can sit up completely upright like this, if that's plenty. Or you can work down into the stretch more. All the way down as low as you'd like to go. You can work rotation into it. All the way across. We're unlocking around the clock for the hips, the low back, the hamstrings, the quads, the psoas, the hip flexors. This is a great routine. Sometimes you don't realize it till you go out and do it. You gotta go in spite of how you feel. And once you're going and once you're moving and those good feelings of movement start to take over, you'll wonder why you never go in the first place. Because you're never unsatisfied when you go, and when you're done, you're always happy that you went. And you say to yourself, why don't I do this all the time? Because you go by how you feel. When you go by how you feel and you don't feel like going and there's a lot to do and you're busy and your mind's all over the place, you're gonna think thoughts that get you to not go and do what you need to do. And that's why you don't go. So ignore those thoughts, get going, and every time you go, you'll always be happy, you'll always feel better, you'll always handle stress better, you'll always make better decisions, and you'll always come back happy that you went.